Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is. Talking about the way the world is.
It's Crawl Talk with this radio. Conversations about the high low. It's Big Push and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaged listeners on topic. Discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe in things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded. Welcome to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your boy, Big Pudge.
And we got a very, very special show today. We got a special guest in the studio today. We got Miss Fly Music in the building.
All right, Fly.
What up?
Man, if y'all don't know Fly, y'all see, I don't know how you don't know Miss Fly Music. Yo, she's a rapper. She's an author. She's a mentor. Motivational speaker. That's just the stuff I know about. Do you do anything else, Fly? Because I can interview you on every one of these levels.
I be chilling, man.
how you be chilling?
Right, exactly.
How you be chilling?
When you have time to chill.
I chill all the time.
She chilling right now, matter of fact. Entrepreneur. I forgot that. You're an entrepreneur, too.
Oh, yeah. It's real out here.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Look, we excited.
we excited.
All right, so we're to tell everybody where you from.
Oh, I'm from College Park, Georgia. ATL, Georgia,
what it be? Oh,
yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yep. South side.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. I knew that already. I just wanted the world to see how she's going to rep. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Man, all day.
Yeah, all day. If you look at her Facebook page, you tell she repping all day.
Yeah.
College Park, Riverdale, all day.
Matter of fact, I went to that pizza joint you used to always talk about, the 600 Degrees Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
They're closed now, but
yeah,
I went there.
I was sad about that.
Just
those
because of your
homies.
Picture you posted, I went over there and ate
pizza. Did you like the pizza?
Oh, it was wonderful. So I was disappointed when I went back the second time and it was gone.
Yeah,
I bought my upgrade. My kids, like, kids, you got to try this pizza.
Yeah, we got to support our black-owned business.
Yes, we do. True. We do.
So,
we do.
Know how that goes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. So support them folks out there on Old National.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Got to keep the money in the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your organization, Fly.
Fly Life, man. It's so dope, man. I'm so excited. We are in our, technically we're in our sixth year, but I feel like we're in our first year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because we officially became a 501c3 this year.
Congrats.
Yeah,
awesome.
So that was really dope because it allows us to get the resources we need to to make bigger impact.
Yeah.
You know, because we service a lot of low-income areas. And so the need sometimes go beyond just mentoring a girl. The need sometimes is, yeah, let me break you off a little something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
right. For clothes or if your family's getting evicted, you know, we step in as much as we can and, you know, help with transitions and fires. And, you know, so we've been in a position to be a blessing to the community that we serve. And that's our goal. And so I'm really excited. And 2018, though, yep, it's about to be crazy.
That's what's up.
Wow.
The vision is so huge, and we're about to go and get it.
What's the vision?
Oh, man, just really the impact of women, young ladies, to a level of excellence that's never been seen before. You know, I feel like a lot of times when it comes to youth ministry or youth mentoring, we give our half best, you know, and so my vision is to give the best to them, you know, to serve them in such a way that they know they're loved by God and they have a purpose. And so that's a dollar sign attached to that. And so, you know, we're on a mission to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to like really show these young ladies that we believe in them, empower them financially to go after their dreams, their purposes now. Not just help them get in college, but help them now. Some of them need to start businesses now so that they can be able to sustain life right now, because a lot of times they are the second breadwinner in their household, and you don't want them to do at-risk activities in order to help their mom that are struggling. So if you could teach a young lady who was really great with words how to write a book and be an author at 14, and she's selling her book now, and she's making legitimate money, and she's learning how to be a boss, and she's learning how to budget and manage money now, you know, before she even gets out of high school, how far along could she be then? And so we want to graduate more female entrepreneurs next year and give them the money to launch their business and finance visions, finance dreams. And not only that, just really make sure our curriculum is the top-notch curriculum that's really empowering girls to be fly inside and out. So 2018, I'm going harder than I ever have in the paint for these young women, because I feel like that's what God want me to do. So I'm about to go ham.
That is dope. All right, I would normally ask this question like towards the end, but how can people give to your vision or Fly Life,
man, your organization? On our website, man, that's another thing. We put things in place that are very professional, and so you just go to our website, theflylife.org /donate, and or you can just go to flylife.org and click on donate in the menu, and you can give right there on the spot. And for people that are comfortable with PayPal, we do have a PayPal, and our PayPal email is fly@theflylife.org. And so that's our email, fly@theflylife.org. And all the, it's a nonprofit, it's an official nonprofit with the US IRS. And
that's
so,
huge. That's really brilliant.
So you get a write off as well. Yeah. So it benefits you. And the way we look at it is we've done our numbers, $25 a month, service one of our girls for the whole month. And they give her snacks, they give her her curriculum book, because we give them everything for free. We don't charge them anything. Like they just got, we just gave away 50 Fly Life custom book bags for free to our girls. We just ordered 200 journals and curriculum books for our girls. They get it for free. We feed them, you know, snacks and stuff like that. So $25 a month, take care of a girl for a month, and we meet with them every week. It's consistency.
Wow, that's dope. So is there like a certain like age group when it comes to like the girls?
Oh yeah, well we work with girls from 8 to 18.
Okay.
And so it's a 10-year span that we have the potential to walk with them and mentor them, because I believe, like, you know, we have these great inspirational moments and events, and they're dope and they plant seeds.
Yeah.
But I my vision in my heart, in the heart of our team, because I don't do it by myself, our team does it together, is to be consistent. I believe consistency is the key to the breakthrough. So we have to walk with them weekly for 10 years. That's our goal. And then what kind of impact can
that's discipleship at its best.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of impact? Because we pretty much stay in the same community. When we plant, we plant. We're not trying to hit a school and leave and be in another school next year. No, we try to plant there. And follow those girls from elementary to middle, from middle to high, all the way up to college. And man, just to see what God can do in 10 years is crazy. You know?
So you keep on saying girls. How many girls do you have?
Right now we're in 4 schools. We have a waiting list of schools.
Wow, that's amazing.
But I want to steward this well. And so my whole hashtag is impact over fame. Like, we could be famous if we were in every school in Atlanta. That'd be, you know, something to write about in a magazine, right? But are we impactful in every school in Atlanta?
Gotcha.
And so we're building the systems right now to make sure that as we expand, because I do believe we're supposed to expand, that is impactful. We don't lose the impact. We don't lose the intimacy that we have with our girls. And so right now we're perfecting our models. We're like making sure our curriculum is tight. We're testing it. We're assessing it. Like, we're like, okay, boom. So once we spread, we don't have to come back in. Like, we can just go. And so right now we're in 4 schools. We have about 200 girls that we walk with weekly. And then we have our annual conference in April, where we service 450 girls the last 2 years for each conference. But, you know, Clayton County just kind of, you know, signed off on us as an organization, is going to open us up to all the girls in Clayton County. So we don't know what's really the potential of where we can go with our conference either. So that's it's amazing. Just been a blessing, man, like, for these girls to really just be committed to us every week. I've never went to a Fly Life meeting and nobody showed up.
That's awesome.
Jesus,
that's
bro.
Awesome. Yeah, it is.
All day long.
You know
for
what I'm
real.
Saying? Like,
that is.
Every week you go, somebody's there. Somebody stayed. Like, you can't take that for granted, you know? So we're grateful. spiritually driven.
That's what's up. Now, you said you feel like this is what God wants you to do. Like, how did this even come to, like, life? Like, this whole vision?
Well, really, people don't know Fly, the mentor program, because it used to be called Fly Spirit, but I changed the name to Fly Life because I felt like it was more mainstream. And I knew that I was called to be a partner with the school system. So Fly Spirit to me sounded more like ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Fly Life sounded more like mainstream ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So we changed the name. But people don't know Fly Music was birthed out of Fly Spirit. Because the first vision I got for Fly was the mentorship program.
Okay.
And out of the mentorship program, you know, I got the radio show with P. Crunch. Shout out to P. Crunch.
Right.
And he gave me my first radio show, which was the Fly Spirited Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was me just mentoring and motivating over the mic through the radio show. And then out of that, I used to freestyle on the air all the time. So P. Crunch was like, man, you need to rap.
Right.
And so then that's where Fly Music was birthed.
Okay.
And so really the mentorship is the origin of all of it because I was a teacher, and so my heart has always been for the young people. Even when I did music, it was for the young people.
Okay.
You know, it was, they always have been my motivation, and so
I'm great because you know me, I'm an artist too, so that's an awesome segue into the artist part of you. You know what I'm saying?
Like
just talk to us about more, because your music is dope. And you actually have substance in your lyrics.
I appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
That.
So like it was a song. Do you remember the song you did at Girl on Fire? Do you have a song where you tell a story?
Man, I have so many.
Oh wow, I didn't even know that.
I like telling stories.
Uh-huh.
I like painting pictures, but
you should have pulled up the clip before she got here.
I should.
Yeah,
have.
Man.
Give us give us one of your songs where, you know what I'm saying, where the story was. It impacted you to even write that song, to even tell that story to people.
It might have been my story to glory.
Okay.
That you're thinking about. Because I normally always perform that song.
Uh-huh.
My story to glory. And the lyrics, like, if I could rewrite that song, I would. Because the lyrics at the time when I wrote my story to glory, it was more so like, I told you I would make it. Anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You said I wasn't, but, you know. I believe in the God in me, you
right.
know, and I'm going to make it.
Right.
If I could rewrite it, it'd probably be so, man. It'd
different.
It'd be so transparent.
Gotcha.
On how I got to where I am and trying to go, you know what I mean? Because I haven't arrived by far.
Okay.
But might have been my story, but I have, like, Residue, another song where I'm talking about just, you know, letting go of the hurts of the past, and I'm just painting a picture of to women, like, it's time for the queens to come back from the penthouse to the trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, no matter where you are, you're a queen. Like,
right.
You might live in a penthouse, but you may not be acting like your queenship. You
right.
know, you could be
right.
living in a trap and you're not acting like your queenship.
Right.
But I see them the same. Like, I don't see one greater than the other. Like, we all
gotcha.
Queens, no matter where you're from or where you live. And it's time for all of us to come back, like, to our real royalty and our real stance of being queen. So that song is like that. Then I have songs like Beautiful, where, you know, is my number one video on YouTube, which was about molestation and just taking you through a true story of a mother that I know, that I told her child was molested, and by her boyfriend, she stayed with the dude. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And so, like, it's just kind of like, now I'm ministering to the girl through that song, kind of like, man, you know, yeah, he used the word beautiful to manipulate you.
Right.
But God gave you the word beautiful to define you.
Right.
You know, so it's
right.
like, you know, you're still beautiful. Like,
right.
I know that word was told to you in a nasty way, but don't allow that to make you doubt your true value and your beauty.
Right.
And so, like, I like telling stories, so I said,
right.
I don't know which song it was.
I mean, that's dope just because you actually, it's like y'all mentoring these girls for, like, 10 straight years. And then they can actually take your music and share it with other people and have that still motivate them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, that is so dope. Because I read when it says, like, you've been an artist since, like, the age of 5.
Yeah, just musically inclined in that sense. Like, I didn't produce anything until, like, I didn't really start, like, taking music serious as far as, like, an artist until middle school.
Okay.
Which is crazy because I was in a group. And we were called NJAG. And it stood for Not Just Another Group. And
oh, not just another group. That's yeah, dope.
And
that's
Jack,
dope.
So yeah, we was dope. You couldn't tell us nothing. We was like after school rehearsing like the Jacksons. Because my best friend Janine, her dad Larry Slater, he was our manager, and so we would have like he built the whole shebang downstairs in the basement. So we'll get out of school and we would have to come home and we down there practicing with our mics and our dance routines and. We were auditioning to like Boom Like a 808 and Shawty Swing My Way.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, like, those were the songs we were auditioning for, like, for a record company. And then my mom heard Boom Like a 808 and she was like, that don't sound like Jesus. You can't be in the group no more. I'm like, so she took me out of the group. I'm like, Mom.
That don't sound like Jesus.
I'm trying to get this money so we can make it. Right. You out here telling me. That don't sound like what you booming. What are you booming like an 808?
It sounds like something the parent would say.
It sure does.
She took me straight out the group, and so the group had to replace me with another group member. And then, you know, unfortunately, they didn't go as far as we could have went. But so yeah, my mom ended my career early.
I was for the better.
Yeah. We joke about it all the time, y'all. Because she's like, if I could go back, I might have let you. But the music in me never left, and so that's I dope. Picked it back up in my 20s.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What you looking at? You looking for that
trying
video?
Trying to find that clip, yeah. I'm actually there. I'm just trying to find a part where she's performing.
Because I was like, I see this head go down the minute we said something about that clip. And I'm like, do I start looking for it or do we start looking
for it? I got it. That was one of my favorite events, man. So I definitely want to pull that.
That was a crazy event, by the way.
It was dope.
I need to write some music. When I tell y'all I ain't wrote nothing in like... Listen.
No, there's an excuse on the listen.
It's been a minute. Last time I really recorded something was with Glow. Shout out to my brother. I'm on his last album.
That's what's up. I got Glow last album too.
Yeah, I'm on that Worship for the Hood.
Yeah.
So
I got that.
And he was like, "Shit, somebody had you back in the studio." All right, cool. And that's the last time I recorded. And he's supposed to be getting me back soon to do some feature or something. But other than that, I haven't been really recording. I've been so busy mentoring that I have to be in a space to write music.
I totally understand that.
Yeah,
there's a time of the season for writing.
Yeah, I'm not there right now.
Yeah, you're right. And if you try to write out of season,
it sucks.
Oh, man. and you know it does. You know what I'm saying? You as the artist know that this ain't right.
Shout out to Bravo Charlie and Rook because they had me in the studio, like, I guess that was like last year. They was like, Fly, we can tell you ain't been in here in a minute. I'm like, I know.
Oh, wow.
I know.
They kept it real with you.
Oh, that was my brother. That's Bravo Charlie gave me my first shot musically.
I heard you on this album. You talking about the
we got
the
like
Crunk
four
album?
Songs together. Like, yeah. We got Takeoff. I ain't gonna tell y'all. Y'all keep stay tuned to Bravo Charlie.
There you go.
But man, he was the first one. That was like my big brothers. Like, we grew up in the same team ministries, church, everything. So, they was like, Fly, yeah, man, just keep writing, you know? They were like, we can tell you ain't been here in a minute.
Yo,
I was like, you right.
Yeah.
We ain't nobody finna hear this one. That's one of the ones you keep at the studio.
Right,
like,
right.
Like,
remind you when you was off season.
So if you sound like this, you ain't ready.
Right, that's you know, you just not, that season ain't ripe yet.
All
right,
I got a clip.
All right, you gonna play it?
Oh, y'all digging up stuff.
Yeah, this is Fly Music, Sanctuary, 2013 Girl on Fire.
Oh, that's Girl on Fire. My thing is, yo, I think your energy is what I absolutely love the most.
Yeah.
Because you don't just, I don't feel like you perform. I feel like you express.
Mm.
You express exactly what you wrote. Look at what she said.
I didn't add that to my bio.
You can have that one.
I'll quote you. That's what I was saying.
That's what's up.
But I feel like that's what it is. You can tell when somebody really feels what it is they're saying. You
that's
know
good.
What I'm saying?
And
your passion is what struck me off the rip.
Wow.
So that's pretty dope.
That called me to another thing. Called me that night you said you experienced some discouragement. Like people said you couldn't rap or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love Bravo Charlie. Because, like, when that season, when people was, like, shutting studios on me or, like, trying to charge me money I ain't have. Mm-hmm. You know, I call him D. D, you know, D gave me a shot, you know. And at that time, they hot now, but they were hot then, too. Like, yeah. You know, KJO and they was releasing the Kingdom Businesses. And, you know, he had Swag and Pose at the time. Mm-hmm. That song was hot, you know.
Yeah.
And so here's this dude that signed to KJO and rocking with them. And he's like, yo, Fly, I want you on a song. And I'm like, whoa. Like, that for me was like amazing. A big Jesus hook. Like, God's like, man, I got you.
That's what's up.
So it came from my big brother. And that's why, you know, anytime them dudes call me, I try to show up, you know, because I know that he's believed in me since day one.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Day one. So
that's
what's up. That is awesome. All right, so like I said, we introduced you as an artist, entrepreneur, author. So let's talk about the author. How many books do you have already? But she got to think about it. Like, is that many?
No, let me tell you why I had to think about it. Being honest, humbly, for real. I write a lot of Fly Life curriculum.
Okay.
And we publish them and print them like books.
Okay.
So sometimes they throw me off.
But how many
published books I have as an author?
Yes.
Three, really four. And I would say 3.5, only because the fourth one was a deluxe edition of the third one. And so I added more stuff to it.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
What's the names of your books?
Oh, man, yeah. So my first book was called Recognize Your Fly.
Mm-hmm.
I just sold some copies of that.
I think that's when I bought for my kids.
Yeah, Recognize Your Fly. And that was cool because that was like a big, like.
Is that the one you're talking about when you went to college and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the one we have.
Talking about going to college. And just really, I start with my story, but I end it like, hey, you're great, you're fly, go be fly.
Wow,
go fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's kind of what it is. It's like, recognize your own greatness, recognize your fly, and go be fly. I'm not the only fly person.
Gotcha,
you know? And
gotcha.
So that's what that book is about. The second book is called Redefine Beautiful, and that's around the song I was telling you earlier about Beautiful.
Okay.
So it was kind of like those kind of went together when I was just talking about how a lot of times as girls and females, you know, society tried to jack up the definition of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to redefine it back to what God originally meant for it to be and see ourselves in it. And so I just talk about different hurts and pains that may happen when it comes to you not believing in yourself, low self-esteem, things like that. Redefine beautiful and go be beautiful. So that's what that second book was about.
Okay.
Then third book was called Residue. And that was another song book project. I was like doing song soundtracks to books.
That's what's up.
It's weird.
That's
not weird.
It's actually dope.
No,
that's actually dope.
Weird.
Soundtrack to a book. That's actually dope, man.
I be thinking like that. And so Residue was about, and I feel like out of all three, it was probably my best book. But it was about just shaking off the residue of the past and, you know, the hurts and stuff like that. You know how they say hurt people?
Yeah.
So it's like you got to shake off that residue of the hurt so that you won't hurt people. Let it go. Like, you know, you got pregnant early. Let go of that condemnation. Like, you know, you were molested. Let go of it. Forgive that person. Go forward. You know, sex trafficking. I talk about a whole bunch of just different type of residue that, you know, mostly women go through and how to let it go and go forward into your purpose. Like, okay, we were hurt.
Right.
Cry. Yeah. Let's get up. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay there.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's my books.
I haven't read any of those. Do you share any of your struggles in those books?
Everything. I'm transparent.
She said everything.
Y'all ask me something, I'll be like, dang.
Were you always just transparent? Because when you write in the book, that's like putting your life on front street for everybody
to
see.
Really,
yeah, I am. I don't know. Let me say what I did. I sat down with my mom and my dad.
Okay.
And I said, can I share this?
Wow.
And it was like, yes. So I don't turn back.
Because
the only people I care about is my family, in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I am telling their business, in a sense, because I'm related to them.
Yeah.
But my mama was like, baby, if it's going to help somebody, tell it. And, you know, especially my dad, that was the biggest one because of, I always talk about his battle with crack. And so that was, I didn't want to ever say anything that would embarrass him.
Right.
Because my dad is dope to me.
Gotcha.
You know,
that's
it's
awesome.
A sickness that he just dealt with. And so I never wanted to make him feel like less than who he is as a king.
Right.
And so he was like, nah, baby, you know, you can sell it. And so, but that's the only thing I needed. After that, I'll tell you anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you anything.
Wow. That's dope.
That's powerful.
Dope. I really love the fact that she said my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't even really normally hear that now these days.
True.
You know what I'm saying? True. You hear my mom a lot, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But to actually couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about it is, I guess just fathers just pretty much almost sound like they're almost obsolete.
But here's the problem. The problem is, if I could talk about it.
The problem with it is that,
yes, we know we have, especially in the African American community, we have some things that have hurt us when it comes to fatherhood and separation from fathers and mothers and different things like that. But what God has showed me, despite my father's addiction and him not being there as much as I wanted him to be, and my parents getting divorced and the fights and everything, my love for my dad is what drew him to repentance.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like,
the Bible says love draws to
it. It does.
You know, like, if I didn't forgive my dad, if I was ashamed of my dad, if I condemned my dad, I feel like it would have pushed him deeper into his addiction. And I know my dad is still struggling right now. You know, right. I found out some information too, but I know that it's a walk. And I don't care if I don't talk to my daddy for 7 months. When I talk to my father, he feel like it's Christmas. I'm like, Pops, what's up? Awesome. I miss you. I'm proud of you. I love you. Like, because for me, who am I not to forgive him when God forgave me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's the problem. If we would love our fathers, because here's what I learned about men. I'm not a man, but here's what I learned about men. If men feel ashamed of their flaws, it's hard for them to face it on a consistent basis. Like, who wants to face a child that constantly reminds them of everything they did wrong?
Nah, you don't want to be. Yeah, you don't. I wouldn't be.
So that's why most men don't come around. Most fathers do not come around because it's hard.
Are you saying because of the shame?
The shame keeps you.
They're
a reminder.
I get it.
And they make you feel like you a failure. Mm-hmm. Like, who can stand that all day? That's hard, even for a woman.
Yeah.
And so if we will remove the shame from them in a sense, like, Dad, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, well, they ain't even did anything. That's how Jesus do us.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
All the time.
When we get his presence, we don't have to feel like, oh my God, oh my God.
Well,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah,
like, when we run to him when we know there's grace there, it's like, he gonna treat me the same. Yeah, you know, like, he's gonna, if we do that with our fathers, we will reconcile the families, you know? And that's my method with my dad. Period. So that's why I do
everybody really pay attention to. Like, I hope everybody will kind of like rewind this part of the segment.
Too.
To like really hear
that.
That
might have been the most important part of it.
Yeah, you know, we only got like an hour with her, but she come with so many different lanes.
Right,
like
you know what I'm saying?
We could actually interview you for 4 hours. We really could with all the stuff you got. You could be as an author, mentor, relationship specialist apparently, minister.
I'm big on daddies.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
that is
dope.
Really cool.
That's really dope that you are. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm big on men just being fathers to the fatherless period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
man.
That's just dope that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because, I mean, it's hard for kids, you know, at a certain age to actually, you know, forgive a parent at a certain time, you know what I'm saying? And I think there comes a time where the child kind of knows that this is the breaking point where I start to get over this, or I let this break me, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of kids don't realize that when they do move on without the other parent and they have a chance to reconcile, a part of them is missing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they may think or camouflage or act like it's not, or move on with life like everything is this, but there is a void that's there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and I remember, like, was it last year? 2 years ago. I'm married, y'all, right? I wake up on Thanksgiving and I start crying. I'm just missing my dad. I'm grown. I'm married. I got a man next to me that love me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm crying because I miss my father. God was so dope. I saw my dad that day. You know?
Awesome.
And it wasn't like, that's typical. That's not typical. You know what I'm saying? But God knew I needed that daddy hug. You know? And so, it's human nature. You need that. Like, I miss my dad all the time. But when I see him, I don't have time to talk about the time I didn't see him. I dwell in that moment. You know, life is precious, you know.
Yes.
Parents are getting out of here. You know, so I don't have time to be dwelling on, Daddy, you weren't where? No, Daddy, you here. Why are you alive? Let me embrace this moment, you know.
Yes.
That's dope.
You sound like you know how to really live and enjoy life.
I'm learning. I had a rough beginning of this year. I had to renew my mind.
And she said rough beginning of this year. I thought she was going to say, I had a rough year like 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
And this is how
she's
been.
That's what most Christians be doing, though. They be lying.
That's true.
Like, bro, you need to tell the truth. Like, right. I was, like, sad in the beginning of June. And yeah, I was crying. Jesus
right.
and all. Fly
right.
music and all.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow. So, what do you do for fun?
Oh, man. Get on my husband's nerves.
Oh, I wish she was here right now.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, I've been away from him for the last 3 days on a retreat, and I could not wait to get home just to be like, hey, what you doing? Poke at him. Like, just get on his nerves. So, I like aggravating those I love the most. It's the highlight of my life.
See, she gets me. That's what I do.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all have that in common. She's cheesing so hard
Listen,
right now.
That is the highlight of my life. Aggravating those I love the most. Oh, on purpose. Gosh. I get intentional stuff to the point they have to laugh.
Yeah.
And then, hobby-wise, I like painting and drawing. I can draw.
Oh, that's
really?
So, like, yeah. Cool. Because our house, like, we got, like, our own little... We both can draw, so we be drawing and painting. It's like a little secret gift. And,
Secret gift.
Yeah, and then I like to play ball. Basketball, ball. Say,
for real?
I check NBA.com every day. Even off-season.
Wow, look at
like
you.
Like, it's going to change.
Like you go in the refrigerator and see that half a drink of juice, like it's going to change.
Yeah, yeah. Basketball is like, oh my God.
That's dope.
So that's like, those are my joys of life.
Simple.
All right. And water.
Right.
Water.
Swimming.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, that water.
I got excited. The water plant operator came. I'm like, really? She likes water? I work with water.
Like any kind of water. Like for real. Like, wet water guns, kayaking, lakes, beaches. Like water, like
okay.
Yes.
You like the water stuff for real?
Yeah, I like water stuff.
It's that's cool.
That's what's up.
That is really cool. All right, Pudge, you got any more? I got some questions about it.
No, I just want to, you know, I don't want people to. I want to know where can we find them books.
Oh man, yeah. Online. Like okay, so go to my website. Everything's there as far as music and books. Flymusic.com.
Okay.
And music is with a Q. And if you Google Fly Music with a Q. Books, most of them should come up, like, because they all on Amazon and Kindle. So I always try to put stuff.
Actually, where they on Amazon too?
Yeah. I try to put them on all main networks. Okay. So Amazon, Kindle. My music is on Bandcamp and iTunes.
Okay,
dope. Yeah. All right, so I can ask you a million more questions, but I'm trying to keep it to the ones I got on my list here.
No,
so
I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, you're not talking too much. Like, this is cross talk.
That was my nickname
right.
as a kid.
This is cross talk.
But you're the one supposed to be doing all
yeah,
the
you're
talking.
Supposed to be doing okay, all the talking. Okay. We enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm just giving right. y'all everything. Yeah,
nah, we've been doing this enough time. If you talk too much, we just cut in. We just cut right
you
in.
You haven't done that.
Yeah, so nah, you good.
Okay,
you good.
Cool.
Man, what was I going to ask? You threw me all off.
Oh, my bad. See,
okay, I get it. Okay, so you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been an entrepreneur?
6 years.
6 years. Yeah. So you ain't had a job in 6 years?
6 years.
That's
nice.
So it's about to change.
You about to have a job?
No, I'm not about to change. I might not have a job, but what's about to change is the fact that you have that cute story of like, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm getting by, and on faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to overflow in faith.
I hear that.
So
okay.
that's
I like
what's about
how
to change.
You said that.
Like, I'm going to still be entrepreneur. But I'm no longer okay with I'm a struggling entrepreneur. Like, I'm faith to faith.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
like my faith is about to lead me into abundance.
I hear that.
I'm learning from a lot of wise believers on how to take the next level of business. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I've been able to maintain. I went from not having nothing mm-hmm. to like, okay, I got a check coming in. So, okay, this check take care of my responsibilities. Okay, to now I have more than enough to be a blessing personally to many people. And mm-hmm. that's my heart. And
right.
so,
wow, that's
as
dope.
I said, that's the old phase of entrepreneurship is over. It's now mm-hmm. like, God, thank you for the abundance you made available for us so that we can be a blessing to all families of the earth are blessed.
That's dope.
So that's what my faith is at. So as an entrepreneur, that's why I'm like, I only see that. I only see like, okay, there's abundance.
Yeah.
God, how do I do this with integrity so that I can be a blessing to other people? Mm-hmm. And there's wisdom out there for that. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
She dropping gems on this show.
Yeah, I mean, several nuggets.
Yeah.
We can't be struggling forever.
That's right. Yeah. I never thought it was in God's intention.
Nah, it definitely ain't God's intention. How are you going to tell me?
I mean, I'm grateful for the stories.
Yeah. Right. I know that's right. But your stories was to help us to not be like that.
Yeah.
Stories, I want those to be in the past. Like, this is what I used to go through. You
know? Exactly.
I remember that time I ain't had no gas.
Right.
And the hand moved while I was on the highway. Oh, yeah. Come on, Jesus. But now you need to be like, God has blessed me so much. I paid for gas for 50 people this month.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
who had their hands.
It still goes back to God. Like, he still get the glory.
Of course.
It's a different story. Yeah. Of course.
Look at that rapping already. You see that glory, different story.
She right.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what was your biggest challenge as an entrepreneur? Was it just the funds or was it faith?
Yeah, man.
Or was it, obviously, it's not faith, so because you stepped
funds.
Out.
It's the funds. It was the funds for a long time. The biggest temptation has been I have 2 college degrees. I could be an educator. I used to be an educator, and you know, I could be a buyer because I have a fashion merchandising degree in the fashion industry, and I also can be a marketing exec, you know, because I have a bachelor's in marketing, and I'm like, a lot of them sound like 6 figures, bro.
They sure
do. You know what I'm saying? You know, not a teacher, but a teacher still would have been a good salary, you know, and so I'm like, it was a consistent salary, so the temptation was always, stop doing this so hard and go just get you a 9-to-5 and get that bread. But I know that Fly Life and the lives that we've been able to plant seeds in wouldn't have been as impactful as it has been if I didn't dedicate these last 6 years to imparting and empowering young ladies. Like, and so for me, that was worth more in the marketing job or the fashion job or the teaching job. And so, but it was times where it was hard financially because I'm literally raising money, and because of integrity and stewardship, I'll have like hundreds of thousands in the Fly Life nonprofit account and zero in my personal account. And I'm taking people groceries and I'm feeding them and I'm believing God to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's humble.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so like, those were the tough, but now here's the thing, I always ate. God always came through, always came through. But he's also now giving me wisdom, so now it's time, you know. I think it was a test too, a stewardship, you know, as a leader, when you oversee funds that don't belong to you
right.
and you have a need, what you gonna do?
Right.
That's right. A real moment.
It is. You gonna dip into them funds or you gonna believe in God that he gonna take care of that need?
If they're not allocated for you, can't touch them.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. If somebody gave me a check to say this goes directly to the girl who house just burned down, and I don't have nothing, what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had to pass a lot of those tests, and I'm grateful for those moments, you know. And but now I'm in a place where I'm believing God, and I'm seeing changes happen for me personally. So it's like, okay, God, I see now. But maybe I went through that so God can see where my heart was, you know, and stewardship, you know. We're held accountable at a different level as leaders, you know. So it's like I have to steward. So God took me through a year of just stewardship training. How do you handle this? What you do with this? How do you spend this wisely? How do you? And I'm grateful for that because now I know whenever the millions come, I'll know how to steward that as well, you know, because really it's his.
Yeah.
It's really his, and I just gotta be obedient to how to use it. So that's the challenge, bro.
That's the challenge. There you go. Push, you got to go?
No, I don't.
Because unfortunately, we are out of time. You know, she's so busy, we only get like 15 minutes of her time. So
y'all just got hours.
It's been like 2 years since we can get her back on the show. Yeah, so,
I doubt it.
Was it 5 years? Is that we gonna be?
No, man.
When those millions come in, she won't even know who. Swig and punch. Who?
That's
cross
another what? Stewardship moment.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
That's another stewardship moment.
True. I'm gonna play this video back when you said this is a stewardship moment.
That's so fly. There you go. What's up?
Right. I mean, you know, October 26th at 4:23 is when you had made that comment.
Look at you. Hold on. Don't use this in court.
I'm gonna hold you accountable all day long.
All right, Fly, tell us one more time where they can get your stuff, where they can get in touch with you if they need something. Everything.
FlyMusicWithAQ.com is my stuff, books, CDs, and everything. But most importantly, go to theflylife.org and donate to our girls, man. We are in fundraising season because, you know, Christmas is coming around, mm-hmm. and we want to be a blessing to these families that don't have. And so we, every year, this is going to be our fifth annual Flytastic Christmas, where we've been giving back toys every year for the last 4 years. Wow. And making sure our kids have a reason to smile. This year we'll be at Callaway Elementary School, and we're going to bless those kids over there. Okay. So I'm already talking to the principal. He's like, Fly, come in, do what you do.
Love it.
We're not charging the school anything. We coming in to be a blessing.
That's
and so
beautiful.
If you want to give to that, hit up theflylife.org. Go to the menu, click donate, and you could donate right there online.
That's awesome. You have some events coming up too, don't you?
Man, yeah. So, just December Giving. We're going to have the Fly Life Awards in December. The Flytastic Christmas in December. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do something called Fly Sunday, where I invite a lot of the girls over to our team ministry at World mm-hmm. Changers just to get loved on, man. And so, December, a lot of fly events, just closing off the year, giving and fundraising. And making sure that 2018 is an amazing year for these girls. I really want to make a mark in some of these schools I'm in that can't be erased. And so I'm praying right now, seeking God for wisdom, because some of our schools are wilding out right now.
I'm
praying for anointing to go in and change some things, real results.
So. Yeah, dope, okay. Dope. Yeah. Love it. All right, before we let you go, we got to give our shout-outs, or else we get in trouble.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to get no more angry.
I got a phone call yesterday said that Kyra's felt extremely special because we shouted her out.
Okay,
her
good.
Her name specifically. She forgives everyone.
Okay, good, good.
And she was like, she was cheesing from ear to ear.
Good,
when she heard her
name. I'm glad to hear that because I can't handle any more angry texts from people. My mama texts us. Oh, it would have been nice if you had shouted me out on the last episode. Like, okay, well, make sure we get
mama.
You know what I'm saying? So make sure we get so, real quick, shout out to Mom. Listen, down in Gray, Georgia. Thank you, Mom, for always tuning in.
What's going
what's
on,
your,
Moms?
What's your girl and Kanye's name again?
Alicia.
Shout out to Alicia again. Thank you for being our number one listener in Kanye. Alicia. Yes. Thank
Kanye.
You, Stone Mountain. Shout out to Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Saudi Arabia. Shout out to Phoenix, Arizona. I know, I love it. Shout out to Orlando. Hope that's my sister listening down there.
All right.
Shout out to Morrow, Georgia. Shout out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's your people.
Yeah, that's my people's out there.
Shout out to Columbus, Georgia. Shout out to Marietta, Georgia. Shout out to Duluth, Georgia. Georgia representing this time.
Yeah, that's what's up,
thank
man.
You. It's great to have them in the other countries, but it's really good to have that home team love, too.
Like that home feel.
So thank y'all for everyone that's ever tuned in. Shout out prayers for us. Shared our information and listen to our podcast. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Steph Swig.
This is Big Pun.
Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.